Title: Gain Staging Your Session for Club Mixes, Beginner Drum and Bass in Ableton Live. All right, welcome in. Today we're doing one of the most unglamorous, most important skills in drum and bass, gain staging. And if you want your mix to actually translate on a club system, this is where the power is. Because in DNB you've got two things that are constantly trying to break your mix. 1. Kicks and snares with big transients. 2. A sub that's basically always there. If your gain structure is messy, you end up with that why does it sound huge at home but broken in the car or the club problem. Or you're slamming plugins and not realizing it, then wondering why everything feels crunchy and small when you push it loud. So here's the goal for this lesson. We're going to build a simple Ableton session gain structure that leaves about 6 dB of headroom on the master while you're mixing. No limiter needed during the actual mix. Drums stay punchy, sub stays controlled, and later on you'll have space to get it loud without destroying it. First, quick mindset. Think gain flow, not just faders. In Ableton, level happens in a bunch of places. Clip gain, instrument output, device output, track fader, group fader, premaster, then master. A clean workflow is this. Your clip gain and instrument output set the health of the signal and your faders set the balance. If you find every track fader living at like minus 25 just to survive, your sources are too hot. Fix it earlier in the chain. Step 0. Session prep. 2 minutes. If you want a modern default, set your sample rate to 48k in preferences under Audino. Not mandatory, but solid practice. Now, super important. Turn off anything on your master that's making it loud. So disable limiters, clippers, maximizers, whatever you slapped on there to vibe. We're going to add a referencing setup later, but for now we need honesty. Gain staging is easiest when the master isn't hiding problems. Step 1. Metering so we stop guessing. Ableton's meters are fine, but you want a little more visibility. So here's what I want you to do on the master channel. Add utility first, then spectrum. Utility stays at 0 dB for now. Think of it as your master volume trim later if you need it, but we're not using it to fix gain staging. Then spectrum after that. Set the block size to 8192 so the low end is smoother and easier to read. If you want, set the bottom of the range to minus 96 dB so subactivity is easier to see. Teacher note, in drum and bass, spectrum is not there to mix with your eyes. It's there to catch you when you're lying to yourself about the low end. You want to see energy in that 40 to 60 Hz zone for many DNB subs, depending on the key. But you don't want it looking like a skyscraper compared to everything else. Step 2. Pick a headroom target. Here's a great beginner target for club-minded mixing. Aim for your master peak around minus 6 dB FS while mixing. Average level. Don't obsess, but you'll often sit somewhere around minus 18 to minus 12-ish RMS territory depending on the material. The key is, clean, not pinned. Why minus 6? Because later, when you do loudness processing, you'll need room for clipping and limiting without flattening transients. 6 dB is a nice practical buffer. Step 3. Build a clean routing structure. This is a big one. Create 4 groups. Drums, bass, music, and FX. Drums is kick, snare, hats, breaks, percussion. Bass is sub plus your res or mid bass. Music is pads, stabs, vocals, atmos. FX is risers, impacts, noise suites, all that. Now the pro move. Add a premaster. Create an audio track and name it premaster. Set each group's audio to premaster. Then set premaster audio to master. Why this is huge. Your premaster becomes your mix bus. You can process gently there, and you keep the true master clean for exporting, referencing, and safety. Also, you avoid that classic beginner trap of pulling down the master fader and thinking you fixed clipping. Because if you clip inside a group or plugin, turning the master down does not undo that damage. It just turns down the already broken signal. Step 4. Gain stage from the source. This is where mixes are won. Let's start with audio samples like kick, snare, breaks. Click the audio clip and look for clip gain in the clip view. Adjust it so you're not slamming the track meter before you even start mixing. Practical starting targets. Kick peaks somewhere around minus 10 to minus 6 dB FS. Snare peaks around minus 10 to minus 6 as well. Break loops often peak around minus 12 to minus 8 depending on how crunchy the loop is. Not laws, just stable basslines. The point is, you're giving your session breathing room. For synths like operator, wave eatable, or loud VST presets, assume the preset is too hot. Lower the instrument output, or put a utility at the top of the chain and trim it. A good starting trim is minus 6 dB. Then adjust from there. Coach note, If you notice that every time you add a plugin your sound gets worse, you might not be hearing worse. You might be hearing plugins being overdriven. Many devices change character drastically based on input level. So we're going to keep everything hitting processors at sensible levels. Step 5. Set the drum balance first. Drums are the anchor. Mute everything except kick and snare. Bring the kick up to a comfortable level. Then bring the snare up until the energy matches. In rolling DNB, the snare often feels as loud or louder than the kick. Not because it has more sub, but because that crack and body in the 200Hz to 5kHz region is what your brain locks onto. If your snare doesn't feel like it's driving the track, you'll compensate by pushing the whole mix louder, and then everything falls apart. On your drums group, here's a simple stock chain. First, EQ 8 for gentle cleanup. High pass around 20 to 30Hz with a steep slope to remove rumble. Then glue compressor, light, ratio 2 to 1. Attack around 10 milliseconds, release on auto. Aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Then optionally drum bus, but keep it subtle. Drive maybe 1 to 5. This audio version is shortened for playback.